it's really hard to put it into words how that makes me feel, knowing that 11 years ago, it was just me with this idea, like, we should go and do this. And now we have literally $40 million put into the pockets of you guys in the community in the last 90 days. I mean, what can I really say at this point of how I feel about that? It's just, I'm floating in bliss every single day, being like, wow, is this real? Pinch me, man. What's up? What's up? How's it going, everybody? Hope you're doing amazing on this spectacular April 8th, 2024. Welcome to another GPM Live with your host, Balaj de Bicardos, BWK. For those of you that don't know me, welcome to the group, welcome to the community, welcome to GPM. I'm so excited to have you here with us. If you're new, just recently got started with Enagic, that's super, super exciting. Go ahead and comment below and let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling, where you're tuning in from. Did you happen to catch this total eclipse that happened just a little while ago today? I know there's a lot of buzz and energy around it. Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling different? Have you grown like unicorn wings, or had like $1 billion put in your bank account, or any other really abnormal astrological, magical, spiritual stuff going on? Because I don't know. I haven't noticed anything. I mean, I'm feeling a little bit something, something, but I think it's just because I'm super excited to be on the call with you guys. But let me go ahead and make sure that you guys are here. I got Maddie. We got Calvin. We got Soul of Sydney. We got Shanna, Karishma, Rihanna, Colin. Total eclipse of the heart. Right? Good shit, right? We got Josh. We got Leanne. Julia, what's good? What's good? Yeah, where I'm at, it's super, super rainy and cloudy and all the things. So I didn't have a chance to see it like in person. And it wasn't a total eclipse of the heart here. It was just like a 20% eclipse of the heart. So it wasn't as exciting. Annie said she got unicorn wings, was super exciting. I know we're all looking forward to the day that we can get some unicorn wings. Today is the day for Annie. Super, super awesome. Brandy is leaving her job this week in Montana. Yeah, let's go. Share some wins, guys. Let's get the energy high. Let's get the wins high. How much money did you make in your business in March or the first quarter? We got so many exciting things I want to share in terms of statistics and updates. For those of you that are new, sometimes when you get started, it's hard to see the path of your journey, your legacy, how your business can compound and exponentially grow over time. And when I was getting going in my business 11 years ago, I didn't have anybody really to share with me what was possible and share with me the numbers and what they could look like potentially long term if I really put in the work and stayed consistent and kept building and building and building. What could that actually represent and look like? So one of the things that I feel is really impactful, inspiring, and powerful for those of you that are building this, and you see what I see, you see the potential with this company, you see the potential with Enagic, the products, the business, and all the moving pieces here with GPM as well. I think it's really powerful to see, like, what are you building towards? What is possible? How can it come together? And so if that's you, and you feel inspired to see those numbers and sort of the progression and the growth, I think that's really, really cool. So let me know in the comments if you want me to share some of those statistics, let you know the size of the community, the number of people at each rank, the total sales that we're doing, the total commissions and bonuses that everybody collectively in GPM is, you know, earning. Because at the end of the day, you have to realize that for a business to make sense, it has to make dollars. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite lines. If a business truly makes sense, it must make dollars. And if it doesn't make sense, something is off. Then it is not a profitable business. And that's where a lot of us come from. A lot of us come from putting in the work, working really hard, long hours for very, very little commissions. If you were in the low ticket space, you were in some other job, or you get paid by the hour, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 30 bucks an hour, you realize just how much energy, how much commitment, how much effort you're putting forward. And even though you're taking pride in your work, or you want to do a great job and you're dedicated and you're committed and you're loyal to the company that you're with, a lot of the times when we actually look at the numbers, we look at what exactly is the outcome of that, we realize it doesn't make sense and it's making very little dollars. So sometimes I feel seeing that potential is really powerful. So if you guys agree, you like to hear that, let me know. There were a few really great questions that came through around like, how can you see your own numbers and sales statistics and things like that? So I can cover that with you guys as well real fast. But one of the things that I want to kind of start off with is this 50th anniversary global contest that, as far as I know, is over. I haven't heard any announcements about potentially them increasing. Sometimes what they do is there's like an official ending to a bonus contest, and then they had such great results and the distributors were so excited about it that they extend it for a month or two or whatever, but I haven't heard any of that. So as of right now, when I'm recording this training today, the contest has ended and it was for 6 months. And the amount of people who benefited from that inside of the Global Prosperity Movement community was huge. Like, I believe that about half of the people in the 6A and above contest out of the 40, so every month, 40 people got a bonus for the monthly. And then there was also 10 winners per day on the daily. And one of the things I wanted to just remind you guys about is you have to be someone who takes the time to learn, takes the time to understand when these contests come out. Understanding the rules, how to qualify, how to maximize the compensation plan so you can potentially earn a bonus. And I find, like, through my side conversations with different people in the last 6 months, there were quite a few people who were just acting like, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't get it, doesn't make sense, these kinds of things. And that is directly connected to the lack of money that they actually earned in the bonus. So for myself personally, since I've been doing this business for 11 years, I won my very first contest bonus in my first few months. And that was the last time in my career that I won money in the company from a bonus by accident. Because after that, I wanted to understand, how can I intentionally grow my business to make these bonuses happen? And there's always a contest. There's always some kind of additional bonus that Enagic and Mr. Shiro puts out, and they just keep changing sort of like what you need to do to qualify. Typically, there's one for people below 6A. Sometimes they're focused around the newest person making a few sales right away, like in their first week. Sometimes they're 8-point sales. Sometimes they're group sales. Sometimes they're rank. So they kind of switch things around. But for those of you that are new, like myself and GPM, we have been winning in these contests since the beginning. So this is not new. This didn't just recently happen. This is not only because of new leaders emerging, doing a lot of sales, a lot of volume, even though, yes, of course, that always contributes, that always helps. But we are a winning team. And that's really important for all of you guys to understand. We are a winning organization. We attract winners. You're a winner. I'm a winner. And collectively, we're a winning organization. Now, because this isn't necessarily sports where there's a scoreboard and a championship and a number one world champ and all this kind of thing, it's a little different. What does winning actually mean? What does winning actually represent? And I believe that the winning culture that we have here is that we're doing things with integrity. We're doing things the right way. We hold ourselves to a high standard personally, professionally. We represent this industry, this online marketing space, digital marketing space, affiliate network marketing space. We're kind of doing all of them, a little bit of all of them. So we are very much like a hybrid online business model and opportunity with the way that we build and the many different ways that we can do it. So we have a winning culture here because we're all trying to become our best. We're trying to tap into our potential. We don't settle. We don't say it's good enough. And we're constantly learning and improving. And myself and many of the other leaders, we're just not the type of people that settle and we become has-beens. You know what I mean? Like, even now in my 11th year, I'm more excited about this than I've ever been. I'm putting in more work than I ever have on the business, providing, you know, systems and training and different moving pieces that I don't have to do. And if I stopped doing these calls, or if I stopped building out, you know, new software and tech and webinars and trainings and ads and funnels and all this stuff, it wouldn't really affect my business. Like, my income would continue to grow without that. However, the way that we can help the newest person get results in a shorter period of time, that might potentially be not as optimized as it could be. So my desire and my effort and my focus now is very much on the giving back. It is like, how do we help somebody who has no experience in the space come in and get results as quickly as possible so that they can see the light at the end of the tunnel so they can quit their job and start living life on their terms and so on, rather than it taking 2 years or 3 years like it did when I first started 11 years ago. We're able to do this for people in months now and continue to speed up this process. And that's what I'm most excited about, is how can we take somebody from, I don't know what the heck is going on, to, oh my gosh, I understand what's going on and I can actually make these big, bold moves and decisions in my life. That gets me really excited. And especially since COVID happened a few years back, it's crazy actually to think that it was 4 years ago. I mean, like, where does the time fly, right? But COVID was 4 years ago, and so many of us had that awakening to how things are. A lot of us saw it prior to COVID, but so many more people saw it like, wait a second here, what's really going on? Like, I need a plan B. I need a better option. I need to provide for my family in a new way. And since that has happened, I think I'm the most excited about giving people that opportunity, that plan B, that so many careers, business models, etc. are affected, and they're super vulnerable. They're vulnerable to things outside of our control. And the more time that I spend with Mr. Oshiro in person and hear his vision for the company, the more I feel like this truly is like a safe haven business in the direct selling association and the direct selling space of us, for us to really plant our flags and build a long-term opportunity here with legacy income and stuff, which is so, so cool and very exciting. So we need to share this with more people. We've entered the diamond decade. The biggest thing that I've seen is like the signs are all out there for people needing more money, right? Like if you think about inflation as one core piece of this puzzle, low ticket commissions and low ticket businesses, or you need a high number of volume transactions to make a good amount of income, it doesn't really quite cut it anymore. People are seeing through that. They're like, well, why would I go sell hundreds or thousands of something when I can sell 2, 3, 4, 5 and make way more money over here, have more freedom, have less stress, etc. So I feel like the external things going on have made what we have here more and more and more desirable, and we're just primed into the perfect position. Not only that, but the way things are evolving with health, the awareness that people are having around what they're putting in their bodies and what the benefits of that, science and technology is advancing. There's all these beautiful things that are kind of pointing back to what we're doing here as we're the smart ones. We're the ones that have figured this out. And the narrative is changing from scam to you guys are dumbasses, or like, you know, this contrarian judgment that we have been ridiculed with and faced for so long, I feel like is starting to shift more and more, where people that would have never considered doing a business like this are now becoming neutral to it, like open to it. Hey, maybe I should look at it. Maybe I should check it out. Instead of just having this firm, concrete belief, absolutely not one of those things. I will never do one of those things. Now they're starting to shift to being like, well, let me understand it. I don't really actually know what I'm saying no to. Like, let me really hear you out. Let me watch your presentation. Let me, you know, talk to you on the phone. Let me get together for you with coffee. So I've been paying attention to that, and the narrative has been shifting a lot, which is really exciting. And I've also been noticing how so many people are coming back to Enagic after a hiatus, after taking some time away for whatever reason. And as they explore what else is out there, and they try their hand at this or they try their hand at that, maybe it doesn't quite go as they thought it would. And the grass is greener on the other side is kind of what a lot of people have done, right? Because that stigma around this industry is very strong on people. They actually start to believe like, oh, I am a part of one of those things and I don't want to be known as that guy. So then they'll go venture out in something that's more respectable, a more traditional business, a more traditional something, whatever, to get that clout from their peers or from their friends or from society, only to realize like, wait a second, this is harder. It's less profitable, making less of an impact, making less of a difference. I got more overhead. I got more costs. I got more stress. Why am I actually appeasing people's opinion over here when I actually got this golden ticket with Enagic? So a lot of people are coming back almost like when you have a relationship in high school, you break up with this person and then you're both single and you go see what else is out there, right? And you realize, it's not that great. I actually should go back to this person that had like the total package. And that's how I feel about Enagic. It is a company that isn't perfect, but it is the total package that is just simply better when you put all the pieces together than anything else in terms of the opportunity space that I've seen out there. So it's really, really cool. You guys are primed for that in a way that I haven't seen ever. Like, I get opportunities presented to me to this day all the time, and I very rarely even look at them. Occasionally I'll look at them and I'll be like, nah, it's just not even anywhere near how much I feel Enagic is special. So you guys are in the right place. Stick with it. We're just starting to get like the global mass adoption really beginning right now. So if you're already a high ranking person, 6A or above, you know, you're in a really awesome opportunity to hit legacy business, legacy income, and so on. So I just wanted to quickly touch on that. And then I'm going to share my screen and give you guys a little bit of an insight on the numbers for the contest. I want to share with you guys the 50th anniversary contest, give people some shout outs for the wins that they got. And if you want to see this, just go ahead and pop a one in the chat real quick if you want to see the numbers from GPM collectively. And I just want to reiterate something that's really, really important, is that by no means am I taking credit for these results. Like, I am not the person that, even though it's my company and my rank that's at the top of this, this is very much a collective effort. And so all the credit and the praise and the recognition goes to all of you guys. And I'm just hoping that I'm doing a good job leading from the front and setting the bar and the example of what's possible for you guys as well. So if you guys want to see the numbers, pop a one in the chat real quick. And I'm going to share my screen just so I can show you guys a couple of things that I think is really, really cool. And we'll start off with the contest because that's always fun. So how do I share my screen? I don't even know how to share my screen. All right, sweet. So as we look here, right, this contest started in October. I'm just going to go back to October. We were first place in October, right? And you can see here, the part that I'm most excited about is the sales numbers and how they've actually grown in the last 6 months. So what I was paying attention to personally, I'm just going to share with you guys, is the count. So right here, it says count. And you can see the count for the month, right, is 4,828, which counted towards the contest. If you look down here, there's another Dash 6 account in India, and they were a little bit below. But this was the part that I was the most excited about. So Cynthia Briganti has always been the top producing person. And look at her account, right? 6,879. So she had 2,000 more towards the contest. But the handicap was only one for her. So that was her total. And then that was her bonus in fifth place. And because the Dash 6 handicap was double, obviously I was able to take first place here in the contest. But what is most exciting about this is the reason why I was first wasn't because I did all the work. It was actually because the number of people in GPM who also qualified to be on the rank, that's what bumped me up in this contest. So, you know, Mike Dreher is one of our top leaders in all of GPM. He's a Dash 5. He came in second that month. We had a few more here. Let me quickly share. We had Jen Hildebrandt, number 13. We had Michelle, 17. Some of these ones might actually be in GPM. I just don't recognize the companies. So I think this one might be. I just don't know who that is. This one is in GPM as well. So as you can see here, we have Nate Wells. He was 27. We have, this is Rebecca Femia from Australia. She was Dash 3. So that's really exciting. So as you can see here, there was probably, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 8 people out of 40 got a bonus in October, the first month of this contest, okay? And when this happened, I just want to, you know, share something with you guys transparently. The month before this contest began, there was a different contest, and it was, I had just hit Dash 6 at the convention in June or July. It's all a blur. And then August and September, there was a different contest. And in that contest, I was winning every single day in the Dash 6 category. And so the bonus was $630 a day, every single day. So it was roughly $18,000 or whatever it was worked out to for the month. Then they announced that they were canceling that contest and coming out with this contest. And I was like, no, because I'm like, that extra $18,000, you know, a month is nice. So I was excited about that. And that was the most that I earned from a contest since I started in Enagic ever in a month or whatever. So I was like, keep it, right? I was all excited. And so the first month that this came out, this is what's really, really cool about how generous Enagic is. And, you know, there's that saying where when one thing comes to an end, it opens up the door for something better. And sometimes we hold on to how it used to be, thinking it's the best we can ever have, or it's the best it will ever get for us. Sometimes we do this in relationships. Sometimes we do this with businesses. And in my case, I was, you know, like, oh, this contest is so great. But in that first month, I want to share with you guys real quick. That was the month where I took my family to Disney World for my daughter's third birthday. And when we were on this trip, this officially got announced that it was done and I got first place. So the first month, I was all excited, 30,000. That month, the total that I received in the daily and the monthly was $51,200 US. Blew my freaking mind. I was like trying to calculate how to hit Dash 3, you get a $25,000 one-time title incentive bonus. You know, Dash 2 is 12,000 and then 6A2 is 6,000 and then 6A is 3,000. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, it took me 38 months to hit Dash 3 to accumulate $50,000 in total title incentive bonus money. And in 1 month, just by simply getting to this higher level many, many years later, I was able to recoup that. So that is an example of how this business builds upon itself. It compounds and it grows exponentially. So the winnings and the earnings and the income that you earn in the early part of your journey, as exciting as it is, and as profitable as it can be for a lot of people, it's still just a very, very tiny, small beginning point of what's possible 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years later. The mistake that most people make is they don't have a proper vision of how the journey will unfold, and people take their foot off the gas, they stop, they get distracted, they go do something else. Even people that are 6A, 6A2, Dash 2, a lot of them quit, a lot of them stop, a lot of them do whatever. And many of those people are the ones who are coming back more recently. But just imagine what happens when you don't stop. Just imagine what happens when you keep this thing moving along. You keep the vehicle on the road, and it doesn't necessarily matter how fast you're driving the vehicle, but don't park on the side of the road. Don't abandon the vehicle and leave it there and then like take a bus and go do something else. Like keep this thing on the road. Let it do its thing. Time will do a lot of the heavy lifting. It's not the only thing that matters, but it's a major piece of the puzzle. So a lot of the time, it's like compounding with investments. You know, you keep putting in money every single month and it's a small amount, but over many, many years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, it can create an amazing amount of money. But if you remove all of that money 10 years in, right, and you zero your account or you make it go back down to like $1,000, that compounding gets interrupted. So all of the magic that's about to happen does not happen. And this is the mistake I've seen so many people make, because very, very few people can be consistent in a business like this for 10 consecutive years without taking their foot off the gas. So that's a huge lesson that I noticed here. I was like, wow, just by being consistent so long, I'm now getting rewarded and compensated for the loyalty, the dedication, the commitment. And this is available to all of you as well. So that's the first thing that I wanted to say. So first month, $51,200 for me personally, but look at the numbers here. Like there was hundreds of thousands of dollars paid out to people inside of GPM that first month, and only 8 people out of 40. So let's go to the next month real fast. So the next month, we took first place again. We had Mike, but we started to make a pretty big shift. So the sales here started to get closer, and this is something to pay attention to. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It was 8 again. Okay. Now, I was all pumped up about the 51K in that first month, only to find out that in the second month, it was 63,500. I was like, yo, no way. That's epic, right? So now we're in the second month. That month, we won 20 out of 30 times. The next month, so this was finalized on December 15th, right before the holidays, which is really cool. Then December, we start to kind of make some moves here, which is actually, no, sorry, not December. So December was a slower month. Everybody took holidays. It was a little bit slower. So I was actually not sure how we would place at the end of the month. And we just beat out Cynthia. So she came in second that month. So it was a really close race between the top three sort of top ranks that month. Still took first. And we started to make a pretty big shift. So all of a sudden now, I think this month we had 10. We had 10 people. So there was a little bit of an improvement. And then January comes around. Check this out. So January, boom. Jen Hildebrandt, awesome job. She came in second that month. We had Julia. You changed your company name, Julia. I know it's so hard for me to keep up sometimes with all the names. But Julia was third here. That was huge, right? Someone who was a 6A just starting to really kill it in the business actually took third place in the world. Like, how exciting is that? 27,000 for Julia, 28,000 for Jen, 30,000 for myself. So we were top three. So things started to really move and shake. And if we actually count the number 1, 2, 3, we had Mr. Brandon Brown. He was number 15. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Even my wife, she placed here, which was really, really exciting. So now we had 12. So we went from 8 to 10 to 12. Okay, check this out. So then we went to February now. And February was a massive month as well. So here's what happened in the bonuses. So we went from 63,000 to 64,000. So it went up a little bit. Then January was 61,000 total. This is pretty crazy stuff, guys. Like, this is extra on top of the bonuses, on top of the commissions, on top of everything else. This is just an extra contest that we started placing in. Look at the anniversary count here. It was literally 4,000 points more than second place. Like, just smoking everybody. And what this represents is not so much me and the 30K and the thing. What this represents is growth. We are exponentially growing month over month over month, which is super, super exciting because that means you're winning. That means the community is winning. That means we're growing. So here we had myself, and then we had Jen Hildebrandt again, then Megan, then Destiny, then Michelle, and Brandon, and then Mike. We had Nate. We had Rebecca. We had Shane. We had Darren. We had Clinton Christie hit it. We had my wife, Margaret. We had Sarah Amelia Marketing hit it. We had Mildred. We had Matthew Jang and Julian. Like, super exciting. So here, this is like 15 people now, right? You see what's happening? So then we go to February, and this is where we started to just boom, like even bigger. Check out this. Look at the difference again. We had literally 4,000 points again. So here it was like 15 people. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. I'm trying my best to not miss anybody, but some of these business names and stuff, I might be missing people. But we had Jen, Megan, Destiny, Michelle, again, Brandon, Michael, Dreher. We had Nate Wells. We had Rebecca. We had Shane again. We had Darren. We had Clinton Christie. We had Margaret, Sarah Amelia, Mary Ann, Mildred, Jane Julian. And I think like this person here is also in our team. So there's a bunch of people. Alum, I think, is in our team. But anyways, we had 20 people. So why am I sharing all this with you guys? Is because there's going to be another contest. This isn't the last contest ever. There's going to be another contest. Look at how much money additionally Enagic will reward those people that are top producers growing their business. It's massive. You need to take advantage of this. You need to write this down on your goals that you will be committed and dedicated to doing what it takes to maximize the compensation plan to receive some of these extra bonuses and awards. So anyways, that month in February, it was an additional $100,000 that month. So it was a big jump. We went from 61,000 to 101,000 in 1 month. And this final month of February, it's not official yet. They're still updating it, but I'm pretty positive with the lead here that we will lock in 6 out of 6 months as GPM being the number one organization across the whole world in Enagic. So I just want you guys to give yourselves a big round of applause. That is all of our collective efforts. Even if your name wasn't necessarily on this list, you were still a part of it. You were still contributing to it because even the people that were below the rank of 6A, it was pushing up the sales volume for everybody that made it onto the list. And that was because of your efforts as well. So if you've been actively working on your business, you've been creating ads, you've been speaking to prospects, you've been putting in direct sales, then your efforts contributed to all of this, which is huge. Now, one of the things that have come up over the years is people saying like, oh yeah, but how can I feel like I was a part of it when I didn't receive the financial rewards or the bonuses and only other people did? Well, how this business works is that everybody has a turn. You understand? Like when I was first getting going and I was a new distributor in 6A, 6A2, 6A2-3, my efforts along with my small team at the time was giving our uplines massive bonuses on the contest. That was their turn to receive based on our additional efforts that we were contributing. Is this making sense? So when you get started, sometimes people have a very selfish approach to this business. It's like, what's in it for me? Me, 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 me. But when you have an approach of how can you support and give to the people above you and then turn around and support the people who come after you, that is the true nature of how to be successful in this business. So even right now, we have the 6A, the 50th anniversary coming up in Okinawa, Japan, right? We're getting really close. We're about 60 days out. Time is going fast. A lot of people are getting closer and closer to hitting 6A or another rank advancement, promotion, etc. And sometimes what happens is your efforts to get to 3A or your efforts to get to 4A for yourself will actually contribute and benefit the person who is your upline to hit 6A for this convention. And sometimes people take their foot off the gas or they stop trying or putting in as much effort because they don't think that they can make it to 6A themselves. So they're like, oh, why bother? Why try? I'll just try next time. No. You need to understand that this is your opportunity to contribute. This is your opportunity to give. This is your opportunity to help someone else cross a milestone or a finish line because it's their turn right now. And it will be your turn next. It will be your turn soon. So it might not be the 50th anniversary, but maybe you'll cross the stage as a 6A or a 6A2 or another rank in the 51st anniversary. There's going to be a convention every year. So really understanding this makes a huge difference. When I hit 6A2-3 in, what year was that? 2017, I think it was. 2016? 2016, I think it was. 2016, 2017. I always get all these. This just goes to show you how long I've been doing this. It's like I mix up the dates sometimes. But Clint X. Morgan was someone who needed to hit 6A, my last final person who needed to hit 6A in my structure for my top account to go 6A2-3. And at the time, Clint wasn't really focused on the business that much. Like he was kind of in and out. He was having a hiatus, whatever. And I contacted Clint. I said, listen, man, let's work together. Let's run. Let's build this thing. Let's get you to 6A, which will also help me get to 6A2-3. We can both win in our own respective journeys based on the timeline that we're on. And we put in 29 product sales in Clint's business, you know, collectively working as a team in a very short, I think it was 5 weeks, 29 sales in 5 weeks. He hit 6A. I hit 6A2-3. And then the crazy part is we met for the first time in person in Las Vegas, celebrating each other hitting this next level. That is true teamwork. That's how it should be. And that's how you need to show up. So just goes to show you that, you know, it might be me at the number one spot right now because it was my turn to be compensated and rewarded for 11 years of loyalty, 11 years of commitment. But these other names on the list or your name is going to have its turn next. So don't get jealous. Don't get envious. Don't get none of those mixed up emotions. Be inspired. See what's possible. Celebrate, you know, acknowledge other people. Because if you have any sort of bitter energy towards other people winning, other people getting big contest bonuses or any of this kind of stuff, you're sabotaging your own ability to receive that for yourself in the future. Does that make sense for everybody? So sometimes the reason why people aren't winning is actually because of their bitter, jealous, envious energy towards other people winning. This should just show you that it's possible for you to work your way up, you know, over time, get to the higher levels and capitalize on the bonuses that are available, which is really, really exciting. And like I told you guys, I started at 1A, just like you. So even though it might feel very out of reach based on where you are today and where I am today, I had people in Enagic that felt just as far away when I started. You know, Romy, Cynthia, some of the OGs of the company, they were already -4 and above when I was a 1A. You know what I'm saying? So there was a period of time where I didn't ever see how I could catch up with my business and my sales, etc. And now we are literally the top producing organization in the world. I think there's a couple of the Dash 7s who might be slightly producing more, but it's also because they have a Dash 7 rank and a larger team. But apples to apples, you know, pound for pound, we are the number one top producing team, which to me is just beautiful and it's exciting. And it, like I said, it's all credit back to you guys. So that's the contest, which is exciting. The final month in March, check this out. It is 114,300. So collectively in 6 months, this bonus just for me, never mind everybody else, because we all made, everybody on this list here, they all made a lot of extra free bonus money. But Enagic paid out to us as a Dash 6 number one placing team, 455,000 US. Can you believe that? Like, that's truly life-changing additional money. And I'm just forever grateful that that happened. And yeah, so I'm going to quickly check the chat because I'm kind of flying blind right now here. Okay, amazing. So you always got to be a cheerleader for everybody. Exactly, exactly, exactly. So it's pretty wild how generous Enagic is and what's happening here. And I know they're going to come out with another exciting bonus after this one's done. So I'm going to stop my screen share real fast here. And I'm going to pull up a couple other numbers that I want you guys to really see, because like I mentioned, for me, when I was first getting going, this is the stuff that gets me like really inspired to see the long-term effort of putting in my like being all in on a project, right? If I can't see the fruits of my hard work long-term, I'm not as inspired and I'm not working as hard as if I can. But nobody showed me this when I started. This didn't exist. Nobody came on these calls and said, hey, this is what your business could look like in 10 years. I had nothing. I was literally in the jungle with the machete trying to figure it out, kind of dark and blind and whatever else. But now that I have the data, I can show it to you and I hope that it impacts you in a positive way and inspires you. So I'm going to show that for you guys right now. Okay, sweet. So check this out. When you track your data correctly, you're able to forecast your business and what's coming next, right? A lot of people don't know how to forecast their business because they're not tracking data. So check out these numbers real fast. I just want to show you guys something. So in January, we started off the year with 264,000 total sales. In 3 months, we're already at 277,000 total high ticket sales. But what's most exciting about this is look at the number of rank advancements that we're having. We literally had 38 people hit 6A in January. We had 30 people hit 6A in February, and we had 44 people hit 6A in March. Our total number of people that are at 6A, 1,490 people at 6A. You know, 399 people at 6A2. These numbers are astronomical. And I've talked about this on previous calls, but for those of you that are new, I'll do a quick little reminder for you guys, is tracking this information is very, very important because you can see your growth month over month over month, and it's compounding. So when we look at how many people are at 3A, it's 3,726. Number of people at 4A, 3,937. Number of people at 5A, 910. These are all people that are very close to 6A. So when we add up these numbers together, it's roughly 7,500 to 8,000 individuals that are closer to 6A than they are to 1A. So how long do you think it's going to take for those people that are still building, still active? Maybe it's you, right? The point that I'm trying to make is like, this all takes time. And when we look at the yearly growth, right? This is the yearly growth. And so many of you that are 1A, 2A, 3A, it's sometimes a little bit challenging to get inspired because you're like, man, it's so hard. The leads aren't getting back to me. I'm not able to close sales. It feels very slow and painful, but that's how it always has to begin. It's slow, painful. You're figuring it out. You have to trial and error, et cetera, et cetera. But when you look at it over time, this is going to be different for every single person around when this happens, the exponential growth curve. However, in my case, it happened here. Just after 2018, we crossed through this line. The gray line represents exponential growth, and we crossed through it. And then we were actually trending ahead of schedule, growing faster than that growth curve. And by the time the end of this year finishes, because this is obviously incorrect information right here, this will go back up here somewhere because we're at 277,414. This is what we're all working towards, is Keep going. And one day you just smash through this. And that's truly when you built your business to grow with or without you. That's what this represents, crossing over this line. Is now at that point, there are enough people who are building this business for their own goals and dreams, to help their families, to make a difference in other people's lives, where there isn't as much pressure on you as the leader, as the 6A, 6A2-2-3, etc., where you're able to go through here. And in my business, I was about 6A2-3, between 2-3 and 2-4 at this point. So when we're talking about building your business to legacy, sometimes it kind of goes hand in hand with the exponential growth curve and your rank, and also the production of the business. The production of your business is much more valuable and much more important than your rank. There are people that are high ranking with little sales volume, little sales production. That's not what you want. You want to have more production than the average person at your rank. That would be the real goal, because then you're automatically going to rank advance. It's just a matter of time as the sales fall into the correct places. So production is always more valuable than rank. So make sure you don't get those two things twisted. And then when we look at sales statistics, this is always exciting to see the total volume of how much cash is actually going through these businesses. So in January, we did 18 million USD. In February, 19.4 million USD. And we almost hit 20 million USD in March. So as I shared on my personal Facebook the other day, you might have seen it. Yeah, we did $57 million in the first quarter. That's like, wow. It's so hard to wrap my head around it, because when I started this business, I started with just an SD501 initially, and to make it to 6A was around $400,000 in sales, right? And that's because we were selling the SD501. They were all $4,000 a piece. We weren't doing trifecta. We weren't selling Ucon. We weren't selling an Espa. So it was one machine per person times 100, $400,000. And that literally seemed like a very, very difficult challenge. You know what I mean? Like, it was like almost impossible in terms of like how I saw my potential and my skill and so on. To now do $57 million in 3 months in sales, and $40 million of that was paid back to our community, is truly mind-boggling. And the thing that is even more mind-boggling about it is that when we look here, we're growing 2.45% month over month. So if you pop that into a compounding growth calculator and ask, you know, ChatGPT or Google, where are we going to be in terms of sales volume in 12 months, growing at a rate of 2.45% month over month, you'll see where we're going to be, where this number is going to be by the end of this year. So we're literally on track to do $220, $230, $240 million in sales in 2024, and 70% of that gets paid back to you guys. So if there's anybody listening right now who still doubts this industry, doubts the space, isn't sure whether or not like you can do this, is it possible for you? Are people buying it? Is it too expensive? Is the economy bad? Can people get financing? Can they afford it? Any of those types of typical objections or limiting beliefs or fears. Guys, just GPM did $57 million USD in sales in 3 months. So it is happening. It does work. People do want this. We are helping people. We are making a difference. People are living amazing, incredible lives and lifestyles with their families, with their kids, traveling, giving back, buying investment properties, all the things, right? Just in my team alone. And that is also happening, of course, across Enagic, the wider community too, but not at this pace, not at this speed. And when I was just in Okinawa, Japan, Mr. Shiro was acknowledging us. They're telling us like, we haven't seen growth accelerated at this pace. You guys are crushing it. You guys are helping so many people. Which is so, so, so exciting. So that was the one other thing I wanted to show you guys. And then, I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to ask me any questions in the comments. If there's anything that you guys wanted to clarify from me, I can always spend a little bit of time here the next 10 minutes to do a little Q&A, because we don't have a chance to do that too often. But let me check the chat here and the comments. I can't wait till I'm living that freedom lifestyle. Yeah, it's all coming for you guys. It's all coming. It's right there. You have everything that you need. You have the community. You have the training. You just got to keep plugging away. Yeah, you're welcome. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the numbers are so inspiring, because they're hard to fathom in the beginning. And when I built my business, it was never about these numbers in the early days. Like, there was not one time that I was thinking about doing $100 million a year in sales. It wasn't on my mind, and it didn't matter. It was irrelevant. What did matter was growing and getting to the next level, right? Yeah, so there's a question here about the GPM system, GPM platform. We are working really hard on it. There's a lot of exciting things coming. We have made tons of progress since the last time we spoke. However, things were a little bit slower than I wanted it to be. I released a podcast episode. For those of you that are not listening to my podcast, you can check it out. It's called The Diamond Life Mentor on Apple, Spotify. Check it out. Start at the beginning if you're new and you haven't been listening to it. I think that could really inspire you with, you know, mindset training, knowledge, perspective, stories, all these really cool things that we talk about. But on that episode, I was just talking about how sometimes we can be a little bit delayed on our timelines for when we want things to happen. And when we get super attached to a timeline, we have to always ask ourselves, like, whose timeline is that? Is that, you know, hypothetically a timeline? Is there a bigger, more accurate timeline that things are actually supposed to happen? So even though we wanted it to happen by the end of the first quarter, it's most likely going to happen by the end of the second quarter, which is technically 90 days delayed. However, what if that is the perfect timing? What if the energy and the excitement of the 50th anniversary global contest in June in Okinawa is going to be that perfect frequency for us to share the GPM system and platform basically July 1st or something like that? I don't know. I'm not sure. But it just feels like as things are coming together, there's a higher consciousness, God, universe, there's a different timeline that I'm just surrendering to. Like, okay, fine. I'm not going to kill myself or not sleep or put in 20-hour days to get this thing off the ground and then like hurt my health or not spend time with my family. Like, I'm not willing to do that at this stage of my career. So it's a little bit slower. It's a little bit more balanced, but it is coming together beautifully. We are going to have a custom app where you'll be able to invite your leads into on their phone. It's super sexy. It's going to be Global Prosperity Movement, all branded. It's going to have the training, the support. We're going to have a lot of really cool stuff that will be 10 times better at least than what we currently have here in the Facebook group. We're going to be hopefully phasing out the Facebook group for the majority of our communications by the end of this year at the latest. We'll probably archive it and leave it here because we've had it for like a decade. But in terms of like the future that we see, how we want to be able to service and support and help everybody, this no longer really has the infrastructure that we want. So we're taking things to the next level. We are also working on solving some major problems to improve things. I'm working on an investment fund that is going to be really, really exciting for those of you that are already making great income and you're doing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per month. A lot of people don't really know how to grow that money in a safe way. That's not high risk and it's not a scam and it's not, you know, these bullshit things that people put their money into, but a safe and secure way. So I'm actually working on a GPM fund that we could all contribute towards and then be compensated on. That is really, really exciting. And it'll be like a short term, like a 1 year note where you can get anywhere from 12 to 14% on your money, get your initial principal back in a year and make that 12% or 14% in a super safe way. And they pay out every single month. So I'm working on that. I'm working on some financing options to help people get more funding so that more people can get approved for an AJIC that are serious and maybe they're just in a tight financial spot. So there's a lot of developments going on that are all kind of coming together. And the thing that I'm probably the most excited about that we're coming out with is something that will help people stick to their daily method of operation and actually achieve the process-focused targets as opposed to the outcomes. Like, a lot of people are focusing on hitting 6A, but it's like, what exactly do you need to do every single day to feel the trust and the faith that you're on track and 6A is bound to happen eventually anyways? So these are all things that we're working on to really enhance everybody's experience so we can help more people get the funding to get started. We can help more people turn their commissions and bonuses into wealth creation tools so they can earn interest on their money, which is very important, as you know. We're working on helping people set up corporate services. So how you can set up a company in the US, even if you're not based in the US, so you can earn US dollar commissions, even if you're another part of the world. The exchange rate is quite nice. So we're bringing a lot of these services that people typically have to go find elsewhere, like third party, and we're bringing them under one roof. So it'll be a one-stop shop. And then you'll have an affiliate link to the community and also potentially the marketing platform and system for those of you that want to use it. That's going to be optional. But the community, we're going to try to bring everybody under one roof with the community and still have an affiliate coded link to invite others into the community, even our leads. And then my plan is to have a section in the community that's free inside the app where people can get introduced to what we do, what we're all about, the different moving parts, so they can see like the big picture that is more than just a web class, but more, think about it more like a mini course where there's a few different videos that kind of breaks down who we are, what we do, how it works. And it's a free thing that everybody can give away with an affiliate code. So once that person does decide to buy an Agic, we already know that you invited them in here and we keep everything really clean. And then yeah, when it's time for someone to incorporate an LLC, a trust, a business, because they're at that point in their journey where they're ready to do that, then we'll have an in-house person that can help get people set up as well. So there's like so much stuff that I'm working on behind the scenes, and it's tough because I don't have much to show you like at this moment. So it seems like nothing's going on, but I promise you, I'm working really hard. I'm making massive moves. I'm talking to high-level individuals, you know, doing strategic partnerships, joint ventures, bringing things to make your experience better, your future business partners better, and all of us continue to grow and compound, because these numbers, as exciting as they are, me sharing the growth, the numbers, the contest, I still believe we're playing Mickey Mouse in terms of overall sales numbers, both within GPM and also in all of Enagic. I see us doing 100,000 product sales per month in the coming years. And so in order to do that, I'm trying to optimize and streamline as many of the steps along someone's journey as possible. And then I'm also working on finding a way to give kickbacks to people, so you actually get compensated on people using the services under the GPM umbrella. And there's a GPM foundation that I'm trying to start in terms of giving back to people less fortunate, that will be directly tied and connected to the other things I shared. So I got massive visions, massive goals, and I'm always thinking about all of you and how we can all win together and everybody can get compensated for their efforts and we can all grow as a large community all over the world. So those are a few quick updates. I know it's a lot and you probably have a lot of questions around how it works, when it's coming, all the stuff. I don't have those details for you at this time, but I will continue to update you as things come together. And I can't wait to do a bit of a soft launch, get a few handful of people to come in, check things out, and then roll it out, you know, in stages, because we definitely can't support, you know, 20,000 people all at once if everybody decided to come hang out. So we'll roll it out in a bit of stages. And my like worst case scenario timeline to have everything dialed in, optimized, and firing on all cylinders would be at the very latest the end of this year. But that doesn't mean that you guys won't be in much sooner than that. It's just ironing out all the kinks, as you know, with beta testing and improvements and all that takes time. But I really do feel like this is all in preparation for a humongous 2025 where we can really all scale. Yeah, this is all just meant to enhance everything else that is happening inside the different communities, all the different training platforms and all that. It's definitely not meant to you know, be in competition with anybody or anything along those lines. It's just meant to be complementary so that everybody can win even more than they already are. So that's basically the mission and the goal. So with that said, guys, so much love and respect to you. I thank God. I thank you guys every single day from the bottom of my heart that we're all working on this mission together. I am so excited to see you winning. I love seeing all the rank up posts and the people winning in the contest. It makes my heart so happy because that was always the mission. That was always the vision of Global Prosperity Movement. And so now being in my position, witnessing all these lives changing every single day, it's pretty much 99% of my newsfeed. Every time I log on, I scroll, it's people winning, quitting their jobs, 20K months, 50K months. I mean, it's really hard to put it into words how that makes me feel knowing that 11 years ago, it was just me with this idea, like we should go and do this. And now we have literally $40 million put into the pockets of you guys in the community in the last 90 days. What can I really say at this point of how I feel about that? It's just, I'm floating in bliss, 9.5 bliss every single day being like, wow, is this real? Pinch me, man. Is this eclipse going to grow some unicorn wings on me? Like, how is this even real? And it just keeps getting better and better and better for all of us as we continue to grow together, which is just so beautiful. So keep growing. If you're new, if you haven't cracked the code yet, if you're struggling to get leads or sales or any of those things, just stick with it. There's no possible way that you can study a topic, study sales, study marketing, study Enagic or online business or online marketing or these types of skills. There's no way that you can actively pursue a topic to learn, to comprehend, to practice, to try to figure it out and not improve. You got to understand what I'm saying. It's like, you know, a little child, they'll continue to stand up and try to figure out how to walk repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. They don't care if they look silly. They're not embarrassed. They don't care if someone's laughing or pointing the finger or judging. They don't care. They will just keep doing it, and then boom, they crack the code. Then it goes from that to the next thing. So this is no different. But the reason why a lot of people are not succeeding is because they'll pick up one book, read a few pages, be like, I don't understand. This is hard. Put it away and then go back to what they used to do before and not make any progress and growth. If you study this like you were taking a master's degree in school or you were trying to get a certification at your job to get a promotion or something like this, you take that seriously. You study it until it makes sense and it works for you. So all of you that are new, be inspired by the number of people winning in this community. It's not just me. It's not just a few people. It's literally thousands of people that are all taking a cut out of this $40 million in the last 90 days. So that means that you're more than worthy and capable to do the same thing, but you just have to do it the way that works for you. Crack that code, figure it out, and I know you can do this because, like I said, in 11 years, I've seen every single type of person from every single walk of life find a way to make this work for themselves. And so it's not up for debate anymore. We know you can do it and you can. So go make it happen. Japan is coming. Okinawa is coming. I hope a lot of you have ranked up at least once between the beginning of the year and Japan. And I can't wait to see a lot of you again and meet so many of you for the first time. So if you see me and I don't recognize your face or whatever, make sure that you do come up to me, say hello, shake my hand, give me a hug, take a picture, introduce yourself, because I do want to see you, as many of you as I possibly can, once we're in Okinawa, Japan. All right, my friends, much love to you. Enjoy the total eclipse of the heart and all the things that comes with that. Have a great rest of your day. Crush it in April, and we'll catch up again on the next call at the beginning of May. All right, bye-bye.
I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, balazswcardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.